There's a little music store in the Thumb area of Michigan that's pretty busy during the last few weeks of school. The Port Huron Music Center does instrument fittings for fifth graders thinking about playing in the band next year. The idea is to match a child with the instrument she both loves and has the ability to play. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris, and I went to an instrument fitting recently at Landmark Academy in Kimball. And if you are in fifth grade, remember, there's lots of things competing for your limited time as an elective class. Other things like gym and computers or art. And even if you do want to play in the band, you might not even know what options you have to choose from. That's where an instrument fitting comes in. It's a chance for a kid to try a bunch of different wind instruments.
So you're going to hear some pretty weird honks and squeaks coming out of some of these horns.
That's Matthew Jones talking to a room full of fifth graders. He's a repairman at the Port Huron Music Center. And today he's running an instrument fitting at the Landmark Academy in a little town called Kimball. They've set up 10 stations, and each station has a trumpet, trombone, saxophone, flute, and baritone. Oh, and a clarinet. And one by one, the kids go to a station for a fitting.
You are with me.
Jones brings Karis Roseski to his station where they sit face to face. He asks her what she wants to try. And she says clarinet because she likes the way that it plays the melody.
So we start by having you set up nice and tall for me. Have you open up your mouth, put on your bottom lip, close and blow. Perfect.
Yeah.
Does that feel weird on your lip?
Yeah. What you're feeling is
Jones makes some minor tweaks with her bottom lip. And he holds the instrument, which is facing him, and his fingers are on the buttons. But Roseski is blowing through the instrument.
Big difference.
Did that feel differently the second time?
Yes, it did. It felt like a vibration more, and I could really hear the music.
Then she wants to try the saxophone.
Amazing. Have you ever played one of these before?
No, but I've seen it on TV.
Even though she got her Kenny G on, Roseski decides she likes the clarinet better because it's shorter and it's easier to hold. These instrument fittings are at the heart of the Port Huron Music Center's marketing strategy. Pete Cruz owns the store. He says the reason kids get discouraged and drop out of band is because they started on the wrong instrument to begin with.
They think they want to play clarinet because mom played clarinet or dad played this or that, or they had one of these kicking around in the closet and was going to try to play it. So we just came with the idea that if we come in and let all the kids try everything out and guide them to what's going to work best for them, they have a better chance of being successful.
Cruz has spent years perfecting, in his words, the science of instrument fittings. So his staff is really looking at a child's lips and mouth and physical abilities, while also getting a sense of what instrument the kid loves. And plenty of kids don't know their options, like Aliana Johnson.
I don't know how to say, but it starts with the T, has a B in it,
trombone.
Yes.
Trombone.
So store employee Matthew Jones grabs a trombone mouthpiece and explains how to buzz.
And that buzzing is simply this. Yeah.
So she gives it a shot. Then she tried the saxophone, which was okay. And then she tried the flute, which was not okay. Then a match.
Pinky in the hook there, fingers 1, 2, and 3, thumb underneath there. Lick your lips first and blow. That's excellent.
It's cool, though.
Yep. That is a great sound.
Cool.
That's the whole thing right
there. After that, Johnson was pumped.
And I got to meet a wonderful person that helped me with a lot of wonderful things.
Johnson did not go home with an instrument that day, but she's hoping to play the trumpet next year in her sixth grade band. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.